Okay, I'm Selena Forsyth. I live in Port Hope, and I am a volunteer for a bunch of different organizations, and have been doing that for quite some time. Love every minute of it.
All right. So our first question here is, how did you get involved with some of the organizations that you're working with, or what first spurred your want to volunteer?
That's a very good question, because what happened, I came to Port Hope in 1997 and just by chance met a bunch of different people, one of whom was a volunteer on the marketing committee at the Capitol Theatre. And I said, sure, I'd like to do that. So I volunteered on that committee. That was in 1997. And then I came in November, and in April they had Float Your Fanny Down the Ganny. And so I volunteered to be on that committee. And so that's how it kind of started, you know. And what I discovered through that was that, A, you get to meet a lot of people, which when you're new to a community is fabulous, you know, and really important. And B, it also gave me an idea of what the community was like, what it was interested in, what it, you know, the kinds of things that it got involved in. And so it was a great learning experience to just do those couple of things. And then in 2002, I decided, I had been thinking about it for quite some time, but I decided to be a volunteer at the hospital, which was then in Coburg, the old hospital. And so I started volunteering there, because many moons ago in another life, I was a nurse. I didn't qualify because I decided to get married and have children. And so I started volunteering at the hospital in Coburg. And then when it moved to Northumberland Hills Hospital, as it is now, I continued there.
So why do you feel it's important to give back to the community then?
Well, because this community has done a lot for me, you know. I mean, it took me in, and I found work, and I, you know, have been happily employed, or was until I retired. And because I think that all the things that this community offers, Northumberland County is really quite extraordinary, especially because it's got such an elderly population. And so, and I'm one of the elderly population, and so... it's been a pleasure to, it is a pleasure to help in any way that I can to make life easier for not only the organizations involved, but also for the people that need the assistance. So again, you know, you're helping people who need, both through community care and all of the services that they offer, and the hospital. And, you know, I mean, it goes on and on. It just basically what we do is give to people who need the help.
I know that there's a lot of things that you work on, but what accomplishment are you most proud of?
Ed's House. I don't know how to explain this, but the whole hospice thing has been a passion of mine for a very long time. And so when I realized that there was no residential hospice, which is what they were called up until recently, residential is not a good word anymore. Now it's a community hospice. And so I started thinking about it 10 years ago, literally, and said to people that I knew who had money, one of these days I'm going to come after you for some money, because we're going to build this thing, right? If it's the last thing I do. Because, in fact, when it is the last thing I do, that's where I want to spend my last days, right? And so, miraculously, through Community Care Northumberland, it became a reality. And so we got the approval from the LHIN, Local Health Information Integration Network. We got the go-ahead from the LHIN to build it. And so then we started fundraising. And we built Ed's House, which is just a huge success, right? It's a remarkable, remarkable place. So that to me, I mean, it's not an accomplishment in that it's not something that I built or put together, but it was my dream, and I know that I helped in making that dream come true.
I really appreciate you speaking with me. I think that's about all. I mean, we could probably talk all day about all the things you've done, but I really appreciate you coming in and speaking with me about all the things that you've done for the community.
It's absolutely my pleasure.